Hey John, this is Seth Peterson.
And
I am calling up after my associate Zach. You've spoken to him a couple of times about your property on Warren Street.
What about it?
You were talking to him about selling this one. We did just received a text from you as well.
Yeah. I still need a place to live. I don't like dealing with people I don't know, and I don't trust people.
Right. Do you remember Zach?
I spoke to him on the fucking phone, man.
Mhm. So
I don't want to be out on the fucking street. You understand?
I do. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about, you know, y'all just want to flip it and make a profit. I don't care if I end up under a bridge or not.
With us, that's not the case. I hope Zach communicated that with you, but we want to help you as much as possible.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this a good time right now to talk about it?
I've been talking about it for 5 fucking years, man. You want to blow smoke up my ass and tell me, yeah, we'll do this, that, and the third. And once I sign a contract, then y'all will find me a place to live. I don't trust you motherfuckers, man. Y'all trying to make a damn living off fucking people that are fucking in bad shape.
I really apologize if you have got that. But here, and I believe Zach didn't communicate it as well. But
I'm ready to kill my fucking self, all right? Because I'm sick of this fucking shit, all right?
I understand. What do you want right now, John, with the property? Do you want
I want to burn it the fuck down. That's what I want to do with it.
Last time Zach had spoken to you, you guys were talking about numbers and him getting you another place.
Yeah, 120,000 is what he said.
120,000, yes. And you said to him that that's been the best offer you got, correct?
Probably. But by the time we sign, yeah, and do all that, you're gonna Jew it down. I don't give a fuck if it's 300,000. I need a place to live.
You need a place to live. Any neighborhood that you want to move out to?
I'm fucking disabled, man. I don't want to sit here and explain to you my life story too, like I've done to him. I should be in a fucking government place, but not in a decent neighborhood. I don't have time for this shit. Have a good day. Find me something.
Okay, we can find you a place that is not an issue, and once you like it, only then we can talk about selling this one as well. Is that something you want?
Dude, let me tell you something. What are you going to you're going to find me a place, I'm going to find a place. How am I going to get there? All this fucking bullshit, okay?
Again, my apologies, but
why are you apologizing? You're apologizing for some bullshit. My apologies, too, for getting in this fucked up situation where I got to deal with foreign fucking strangers that don't give a damn about my well-being.
We do actually care, John. That is
sure
why
we do. I do, too. I care, too. Uh-huh.
As soon as we got your text, I checked up on it. The problem is Zach has left the company.
No, imagine that. Zach left the company with all his smoke blowing ass. That's a good thing. He probably made enough money to fucking get his own little company where he can make money off fucking people. That's wonderful. Yeah, he cared about me too. So why did Zach leave? Because he got enough money now where he can go to make his own business.
I am not at liberty to say why he left us.
Of course you're not. Well, I don't like...
Because he had some problems going on with him?
For being a lying, cheating, stealing motherfucker. For lying and cheating and probably breaking the law and lying to people. Somebody fucking probably busted. But that's wonderful. Well, that's nice, buddy. This ain't working. You're not going to blow smoke up my ass. Have a good day. I'll call you if I need.